have no intention of talking all night.
Okay, can I get everybody to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for everybody to come to the Paradise Town Advisory Board here on July 14th, 2026. Items on the agenda will be taken out of order. The Board of Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board Council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to items at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioner, BCC, or the Colquitt County Planning Commissioner, PC, of final action. If we can all turn off or mute our phones, and any other electrical devices, and any conversation that is needing to be had, you can step outside in either of the doorways and you can come back in at any time. Today we're going to take roll call, and we have Trenton, Sheasley is excused absent, and all other board members are present. Can I get county introductions?
Dave Tomaso for Comprehensive Planning.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded an opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about any items within your jurisdiction but are not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. It's up here, and present yourself with your name and address for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by council chairperson and the majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for June 30th, 2026?
Madam Chair, would move to approve the minutes for June 30th, 2026.
There's a motion on the floor to approve June 30th, 2026 minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get an approval for the agenda for July 14th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve the agenda for tonight, July 14th, 2026, with no changes.
There is a motion to approve July 14th, 2026 agenda with no holds and no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Is there any informational items that we need? Okay. We're going to move on to the first agenda item, WS260323, Redrick Domain Living Trust and Redrick Domain Lamar Trust, waivers of development standards for the following. One, increase fence height, and two, allow non-decorative wall in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.46 acre in an RS20 residential single-family zone generally located north of Holloman Avenue and east of Jorman Street within Paradise. Is that you? Come on up.
How are you guys doing?
Good. I just need you to...
Can you stand over here?
Well, can you grab the mic and then just let us know your name and address for the record, please?
Okay. My name is Damian Roderick. Address is 4354 Holloman Avenue. I think I was told by the officer I had to bring you guys some stuff. And I'll tell you what's in these packets.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you have anything you want to, as you go through it, if you want to present up there, you can put it underneath the...
Each packet consists of the following: justification letter, letters from my neighbors, photos, site map, and area map. I was told by the officer and the lady that I was dealing with that I think you guys needed all those. I bought my house probably 5 years ago, and when I bought my house, my neighbors, you know, seen my luxury cars, and they informed me about the park on the corner that, you know, has the homeless problem and a couple houses have been robbed. So I instantly, you know, wanted to put a gate up. When I put the gate up, It was for my protection of my property, me traveling, me being in the entertainment business, and then my kids and my fiance, you know, we travel from California to Vegas a lot, and I'm not there. It's a blessing. My one neighbor is an ex-LAPD, so he watches my house. I have cameras. I watch his house. And the whole community, when I got over there, they were welcoming, and they, you know, liked the gate. They said it's bringing up the property value and everything else, and I left it alone. So then I got a couple letters. I've probably dealt, in this four-year span, I've probably dealt with four different officers. They can change officers on me. I would go down to the building, turn in all my paperwork. People down there would help me. And then I got informed that I can get a potential special waiver or something. So that's what I did, and I guess that's why the process, I'm here now. At the beginning of the process, I paid a fine. I paid my electrical, everything had been paid. I paid those permits. And then I guess, you know, when I came, I did a survey of my neighborhood. So I checked some other gates and had my people that were helping me build the gate, check different measurements. So I thought building a gate, you know, when you buy a property, you can, you know, build a gate. Come to find out, I guess you have to do certain things and follow certain rules and everything else. So I went through that process, and they informed me that I could get a special waiver and everything else. So I guess that's why.
Okay. Let me open it up to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. So when you say you had permits, did you get permits from, like, the footings and, or no?
I didn't get it at the beginning.
But did you have it, you did have it done now, though? You've turned in permits?
I've got the electrical approved, paid that. I've got some other things that I paid. I just recently paid something else that came and said I needed to pay, thinking the process was going to be done. I turned in all the measurements. I don't think I got final. Well, I think what I just paid, $800 or so, I thought that was the final permit for this, but I guess I can't explain, you know, further what I paid, and then this process came about me coming here.
I have a question. I drove by it today, and you definitely are a compound, that's for sure.
Yeah, well,
it's totally enclosed, and now you want to go up another foot or foot and a half all the way around, pretty much?
No, I'm done. I'm not,
okay.
You're not
building anymore.
I'm not building anymore. And I based my gate height, one neighbor this way and one neighbor that way. I went with a tape measure, measured it, and then that's when I started building. And then I went around the corner. It's a lot of ranch houses and everything else. They had some higher gates. So I thought maybe I was in compliance and everything else, but no, I'm done.
I didn't see that many compounding looking places.
Right.
These letters are from over a year ago.
Those letters?
From your neighbors.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, have your neighbors changed?
No, all same neighbors.
They're all the same neighbors?
Yes.
Okay.
And I when I first got notified about all this stuff, I went through the neighborhood, and when I first started the process, people down at the building, I don't know the name of the building, the comprehensive building or whatever.
The one on 500 Grand Central or the one on Decatur and Russell?
It's a little further out.
Decatur and Russell, building
apartment. Yeah, that. So when I went there, they said it's usually, they don't drive around checking every neighborhood for gates. It's usually somebody in your neighborhood that maybe put a complaint up or something. So I went to all my neighbors, they were like, no, you brought up the value. We're thinking about building a gate. They said it could be a random person just maybe walking the neighborhood that wanted to put a complaint. And that's how they found out about mine. But as soon as they informed me, I was down at that building probably for 3 years trying to get this done. And then that's when they told me about the special waiver.
So basically, he had it.
Yeah.
It's existing.
And one other question, you talk about gate, but you're talking about the fence around it, not just the gate. It says that increase the height of the fence along the front, increase the height of the fence across the east property line. So it's also talking about the fencing, not just the gate.
Well, I'm thinking gate and fence is the same thing.
No. Oh, yeah, so she's clarifying to you that they're making the waiver exist for the gate and the walls that
and
are...
And the walls.
All
around
the walls.
Yes.
So she's making sure that you understand that that's what the waiver is asking for.
Yeah, so my gate from the backyard to the front yard to each side is all the same style. I don't want to adjust it anymore. It's done. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. So, on a couple of sides, you're going from 6 feet to 7 feet, is that right?
On the sides?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then on the other one, it's 3 feet, you want to go to 7 feet. So another 4 feet. Is that it?
I guess. Oh, what?
It says here, increase the height of the fence along the front.
I think, is your land sloped?
Yes. The backyard is...
So you're going from 3 feet to 7 feet.
So if you see my backyard... You come from the driveway, and then once you start going towards the pool and everything, it dips down, so it makes it lower, and that's why it's a little higher, to make it all the way even all the way around. And my neighborhood is a Mormon neighborhood, so when I got to my, moved in, you know, my neighbor across the street, he instantly agreed to me. He's been there for 40 years. The neighbor on the right, they have one of those joining fences that you can go from your neighbors to, you know, like I guess maybe families live next to each other. And then my back neighbor had a join, so I wanted, you know, I wanted privacy for that as well. That was another reason that I blocked that off. But like I said, my neighbors are great. I've never had a problem. Also, when I first got over there, because I'm in the entertainment business, I spoke with the local authorities, let them know that some of my clients, they don't always like being in the hotels. They like to come to my house because they know they're safe and secure. And they actually were doing extra patrolling, and they still do extra patrolling for me if I inform them who's coming in town, because I deal with a lot of high profile people. And I probably have about 8 old school cars and classics that I leave out and everything else covered up, and I'm gone. I'm half here and I'm half Vegas. I mean, LA.
Yeah.
I think we have one more.
So you said that you paid a fine. Were you cited or something for building without a permit?
At the very beginning of this process, I paid one fine.
Okay.
With the first officer. I didn't even know what it was. I just paid it. It was like $250. Okay. And then when I paid it, they actually waived it when I got a new officer. Because they said I was complying and showing up and doing everything. They waived that one. I never got another fine or anything else in 4 years, probably going on 5 years. Okay. And this officer, I think his name is Officer Williams, we've been in communication. He sees all my emails. The new lady that I'm dealing with, Roxy, she's in constant communication with my lady. She sends something, we follow up as fast as we can. We have dialogue. But the process was very frustrating for me, because every time that I thought I was getting close to being done, they would give me a new officer. And I would have to start the process and refile all my papers and re-upload all my paperwork.
So I'm going to go back to, if we're an advisory board, so you're going to have to move forward. And one of the things they're asking for is your building permits. That's why I was asking, did you actually have the fence inspected, stamped building permit? Because I'm looking on the one, this picture right here. This one's considered. You have their retaining wall here.
Yep.
And then you're on the other side.
Correct.
So when they built this, do you have a permit that certifies that this footing is the depth that you, I mean, that's, because that's what's going to happen. If you move forward, you're going to have that. So are you able to move forward with that? Because, I mean, even if we say, okay, we're going to accept it,
yep,
you're still going to have to 1 year complete a building permit with inspections. So that's why I was asking, did you have someone come out and inspect it after
yes.
you got
yes.
So you have that paperwork, because I'd hate for you to waste your time without going forward, because they're going to need that when you go forward.
So as soon as I got the new officer, got me all compliant, no more fines and everything else, they sent the electrical guy out, and they sent a guy to measure and everything else. So all that paperwork is either in my file,
okay,
or it's either in my upload when you upload all your stuff.
Okay, so when you move forward, just make sure, I would take a copy. If
okay.
you and I'm not asking for survey.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have that footing inspected.
Yeah, they did. They came
okay,
out.
Okay, so as long as you have that, that's going to help you, whatever their decision is here. I'm just saying because that's one of the stipulations they're going to put, and I just want to make sure we...
When I got notified and everything, they did come out and,
okay,
and give me...
So just make sure you keep that document so they can see it. I wouldn't recommend saying it's in a file. I would recommend taking it with you. This is a great packet. Thank you for this, but you're going to want to have that with that.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else?
And then,
the information we received talks about some of the issues that they have with this. And they're talking about the one issue is the 7-foot tall fence. Is that, so there's some code enforcement violations. That's what I was asking about. You said that you received a fine and then you got another officer and then they changed that. I'm having a hard time understanding that because that doesn't sound like the normal procedure.
Okay.
And obviously you haven't followed normal procedure, otherwise we probably wouldn't even have this issue. But the problem is that I see, and one of the reasons I think that they're asking and they're recommending a denial is that a lot of this hasn't been properly permitted or even requested. I mean, I guess now, because you're after the fact, you know what I mean? You went and did it all, and now you're saying, give me permission to do it after, and so that. So there's a reality of this, is that beyond us, you could still run the risk of having this being told you have to tear it down. You understand that?
Of course.
It doesn't end here.
Of course.
Okay, so...
Like you just said, I wouldn't be here.
But why did you do it like this? Why did you just decide I'm just going to do it myself and not even seek any permission? Or, I mean, because you got to know you're completely indifferent to the rest of the neighborhood.
No, I'm not. If you go around my whole entire neighborhood and hit a couple other blocks, they have higher gates than me.
They have something like this, right?
My neighbor down by the park, they have about the same height. They don't have the exact same wood and the same exact pillars, but they have a compound as well. You go around the corner, some other compounds that's gated off. I built that for my protection of me and my family and my property. That's why I built
it. And just a confirmation, he does have a fence permit, but it's pending until this gets resolved.
That's what it was.
He's got the waiver first, if it gets approved, and then he can finish off his building.
Thank you.
So it's all been.
And I think the color and stuff, I'm not having a problem with it because in like my area, I'm in a rural area too. And if you're not, you don't have an HOA.
No.
So
that's why
something that you can't control. It's your choice. It's your.
And that's
so your neighbors, if they didn't, you know, that's the color.
As soon as I built mine,
and I kind of
neighbors started building theirs and asking.
And I understand that. I had that in my rural neighborhood too. It's like once one went up, then it just became like a trickle of compounds, you know.
100%.
And I understand that completely, the safety issue, and I understand the slope of the land and stuff because that causes, and that's where you're getting your foot in the
little
If I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions because you're going to have to go through all the hoops.
And if
you've got that, then that's your time to move forward. And so that's my motion. All in favor?
That would be preliminary staff conditions.
With the year.
If approved.
If approved.
Yeah,
like I said.
It's fine. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so we have one.
You're
going to move forward. You're going to the BC on 7/21.
7/21.
Yep.
Thank you.
And make sure you take as much documents and get
I'll
as much done
stuff.
Before then.
And 7/21, that's a different building.
Yes. You have a good night.
I think they sent me an email with all that.
Yep, just confirm everything.
Thank you, and I will add other stuff.
Yes, anything that can help you along, make sure you get all the surveys and all the permits.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, moving on to agenda item WS260331, Harmon Square SPE LLC, waiver of development standards for parking area design standards, design review for the site building, modification of drive-through featuring for an existing cannabis-y establishment on a 3.29 acres of a CG commercial general zone within an airport overlay, generally located on Harmon Avenue, west of Paradise, within Paradise.
Good turning into a little buzz for
okay. Yeah, it's humid outside, so it makes you more dehydrated. So that's good. Hi. Just go ahead and state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Joshua Ayer with Arc One Associates.
1 second. Can you spell your last name, please?
O-E-H-L-E-R.
Thank you.
And I'm with Arc One Associates at 1427 North 3rd Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Here for a drive-through pickup window on the back side of the main dispensary for cannabis on Paradise and Harmony. And we've been working with staff and the fire department and multiple different, almost it feels like a year now, through all the different departments and different meetings. And we've come up with a solution. We'll be losing parking spots to create a drive aisle for the fire truck to continue through and bypass our drive-through. There's also another drive-through for the Dunkin' Donuts that's next to the side of us. It's just a pickup window. You can't order, no orders or choosing of anything. It can be either you order it on your app, you pick it up and go. There's no transactions, no speakers on the window in the back. And I'm more here to answer questions.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. I'm going to ask a question. Staff recommended that you change the direction of the flow from west to, but can you show me on your map, like, where did you change it since submitting the application, or are you standing strong with what you guys originally?
From my understanding, we met all the changes that
okay
staff
so wanted. Can you show me where they're entering on
Paradise.
The flow Paradise, I think Paradise is all
well
right.
So yes, so you're coming off behind the building, following these arrows, and coming into the drive-thru to pick up, and then continuing on and leaving out this way or leaving out this way.
Okay. And then the drive-thru for Dunkin' Donuts comes in the same tee off as you, like, kind of, right?
Yeah,
so they come in that way.
Donuts
yeah.
Comes in here and comes in this way.
Now, is that so the direction that staff is recommending?
To my understanding.
It's from, so they're recommending to travel west to get into the window may have, so I'm trying to figure out which direction he's heading right now.
So
yeah, maybe.
They're going from west to east, and then our recommendation was it's where you could either share the drive with Duncan, head south, then head west, or you could have come west from, I believe that's Paradise.
Yeah.
Could come west from Paradise, just straight through.
So basically, no, they're not. They didn't go with your recommendation for the flow and safety.
Staff didn't recommend the design while we're in the going through the process. It's not for the art place to
yeah.
be designing, but
suggestion.
Just yeah. It's more just our analysis, but yeah, no, it's
okay.
Separate from what we would normally see.
So you're doing
so this is this is we've been through like six meetings with six different people and the fire department
okay.
And this isn't just brought up in design. This is the first time that it's been brought to my attention that staff wants us to go the other direction. We've worked with and gone and made tweaks and got rid of trash enclosures and moved things over, got rid of parking spots, and doing everything from meeting to meeting.
How many drive-thrus exist? I know I have one by my home where they come in and park and they do the numbers. How many drive-thrus exist for can't? I mean, do you know? Is there quite a few to build any kind of how this or because that's my biggest concern is like the drive up window makes me a little nervous first of all for a couple of reasons, but why not utilize the parking spots you're going to waiver and have do it like some other ones have done where you just pick a spot and then they bring it out. Because that's what they do by my house. And my parking lot is the worst to do it. It's at BJ's. It's at the coffee shop. Parking lot is packed. Right. And they found a way to make it work. So why are we not looking at that option? If this is a safety issue and a flow issue that it's already compacted, why are we not looking at using, instead of getting rid of parking spots, why are we not utilizing for that kind of delivery of your
property? We don't want people out. It's the back of the property. And we're not looking at people walking through the back of the property for traffic purposes.
Yeah, there's nothing in the back at all. It's just flat.
Right.
Pigeons are back there.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. The flow of the traffic, they're saying that it's not the way the flow is coming through that back part, the front parking. Where are we getting rid of the 24 parking spots? That's what I was asking. So what?
Well,
because you said you're eliminating parking.
Well, we're eliminating the 9 that'd be in front of the drive-thru.
Which are in the back? Maybe you can help me with.
Yeah, there's 9. Yeah, right. There's 9. They're moving to make space for the drive-thru, so that there's more room for essentially what would be 3 lanes. There's 15 here on the side that we had when they were not conforming, like they were never approved by us.
So they just couldn't be there, yeah.
There were no cars back there at all today in the street.
But I guess that's my question. It's like even behind the one by my house on Eastern has parking lot in the back and front, and they now utilize parking spots in the back for it and in the front. So if we're having a struggle with the drive-through being a flow to that, I mean, that's a tight parking lot over there. That's a lot going on with Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. That's my question is why the drive-through is such a, if it's such an issue, and the staff recommends denial, so I'm just trying to catch up with the flow the way they're asking. So I don't know if anybody else has anything.
I drove through there today, and I was confused on actually what was asking, where to go and how to do it. I think staff's recommendations or suggestions make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Right.
I thought the regular drive-through would have been great had you not had to yell through your window. Yeah. You know, the regular drive-through that Duncan goes through.
Right.
Had you not had to yell through the window to pick it up. Because they're on the other side, right?
Right?
You're here and they're there. Otherwise, that would have been, I thought, fabulous for you. But, it is a congested parking lot. Right. You must admit that. There's huge liquor stores.
That's why we're trying to do it in the back.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad you and Duncan aren't together. Don't you have to? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
A little snack.
I don't have a problem changing directions.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's been the first time it's been brought up to us.
Oh.
Like I said, multiple meetings and no one's ever suggested it to me.
I mean, you can make a motion
that
you approve with changes to the site plan showing stuff
information
flow of the
right. I got a question. Go ahead. Sir, in the documents we have, we talked about, they did an analysis regarding comprehensive planning. And in that, they say that you have the burden, you're the applicant here, you have the burden of proof to establish that the proposed request is appropriate for its proposed location by showing the following. The use of the area adjacent to the subject property will not be affected in a subsequent adverse manner. The proposal will not materially affect the health and safety of persons residing and working in or visiting the immediate vicinity and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare. And 3, the proposal will be adequately served by and will not create an undue burden on any public improvement facility or services. I have an issue with that.
Okay.
I have a real problem, I'll tell you straight, I have a real problem with a drive-through anytime they're given some type of substance that can cause problems with driving.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that the nanograms very low for people that are under the influence of of cannabis. And so it's your burden of establishing that that this will not have that effect. And I don't know how you can do that. Well, I really don't know how you can do that.
If I'm arguing the product itself, then you can't argue. If you're arguing the use and the drive-through, and we can talk about the action of what we're doing, but the product itself, right? There is no argument.
John, and then
I think I'm sort of comfortable with staff recommendation, not with what you laid out. Just after they to get out, I think staff's recommendation is a better idea.
And we're willing to follow staff
recommendation. Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve with staff recommendations. Do I have to? Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to approve with staff's recommendation to change site plan to do the flow. Do I need to say from west or anything like that?
Nothing.
Okay, staff.
Flow of drive-through traffic, okay. And then an applicant to submit revised site plan prior to
this. What she said. So, okay, you ready? I'm going to go. I got it. You ready? Do you have it or do you need
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to make think. So when you say approved, subject to if approved.
Subject to
then
if approved. Yes. Yes.
Right? So it's going to be if approved and staff recommendation of
the site of traffic flow. And you're okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And planning can probably assist you with how they exactly want it or see fit or more suggested.
Right. So that needs to be clear in the minutes too.
Okay.
That they're in agreement with.
So do I, well.
We'll make it show the condition of the
the applicant is in. Okay.
That's where it's going to be written in and the date will also.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
No.
I want to put on the record.
Straight away?
Are you just opposed?
And you're
opposed.
Opposed. Yes.
Can I put on the record why?
We don't.
Yeah, Susan used to do it all the time.
Okay.
Susan never approved anything that was.
I just don't believe that the applicant has satisfied my concerns with the fact that this will be materially detrimental to the public welfare.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And you know when you move forward, right? You know where you're going? Okay.
You know where you're going.
DC 720. Okay.
Yeah, well.
If you want to speak to him, you can wait until after the meeting, or I don't know, if you want to give him your card.
Yeah.
That would not.
Cards.
Okay, we're going to move on to WS260285, Vegas Property Limit Waiver of Development Standards to reduce setbacks for the proposed accessory living quarters for conjunction with an existing single-family resident on a 0.45 acre in an RS20 residential single-family zone within an airport overlay generally located north of Five Pennies Lanes and East Pecos Road within Paradise. Welcome, and if you could state your name and address, please.
Good evening, members of the board and staff. My name is Victor Knight, architect, representative of the applicant. Last name is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T.
Thank you.
What we have here before you is Five Pennies Lane. We have the main residence right here in the center of the property. This is the existing garage connected by the breezeway, and the subject is this accessory dwelling unit over here in the northwest corner of the property. Two-story apartment. We pushed it back and manipulated as best we could. The slab was poured back in 2009 according to the approvals that we had back then. So we're utilizing the existing slab to continue the project. Through the financial crisis, the housing crisis, and around that, they lost funding to build this at that point in time. A new property owner has come in and saw what had been done previously and would like to move forward to actually have the dorm unit constructed. We've been advised we need to come back here because those waivers did expire some time ago. We are asking for a waiver of standards due to the proximity to the property lines here on the west and the north. We kept it away from the house just so we would have some type of walkway. That's kind of forced it to those directions. So, any questions?
Okay. Let me open it to the public. Is anyone here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, I will open it to the board. No, everybody's good with this?
What's just on this drawing, what's just to the left of it?
It's surrounded by residential on the other three sides, and residential across the street as well.
Is the residential that's just left to it, are they two-story as well, right next to the...
Yes, yes. Very, very large homes on all sides.
So that footprint was previously approved?
Yeah, back in 2009, I want to say 2008.
Okay.
2009.
Staff said that it's a self-imposed hardship for it.
That's probably because of the financial crisis, they lost their construction funding at that time.
But as far as the waiver that you're asking for, they say that's self-imposed, that you could redesign it.
We could move a foot or two closer to the house, but again, there's a very small walkway there right now to get to the backyard.
How big is that walkway?
We are currently 8 feet from the house,
from the side wall of the house to the side wall of the accessory dwelling unit. And again, the slab is existing, they're just looking to reutilize it.
Where about, you said you're putting apartments here?
It's a single apartment, yes.
Okay.
It's
two-story.
Two-story,
so it's kind of like a casita.
Correct, yeah. There's living on the living and kitchen on the first floor, three bedrooms upstairs.
Okay.
And the purpose of it?
They may have family moving in with them.
Maybe not.
Privy to if there's anything financial gain from it or anything like that.
So originally with this one, did they come in for, I know that we've changed a lot with Title 30 with new residents because of the casitas and parent living and grandparents, and I haven't caught up with all that yet with the new codes. Originally when they did this, I know that I read something. Did they already get the permit for two-story on that one, or was it a single-story permit, or did they not get that far? I can't remember what I read. If you could.
It was a two-story permit back in 2009.
Okay.
It was a like an RV garage because it was about a 4
because it was
floor.
Higher, right?
Yeah.
The elevation was like 28 feet or 31 feet.
Fairly,
yeah,
fairly
that's
higher,
what
so
I thought I read.
Brought
so.
It down and made it more religious.
And is that the same neighbor that lives right next door that was currently there in 2009?
That I cannot speak to.
Okay. And they would have gotten cards out, right? The neighbors would have gotten cards on this for the waiver of setbacks?
Yes, this is
okay.
Application.
Okay.
We paid that fee, so I hope they did.
I hope they did.
It says here that there's no site-specific conditions that will warrant a setback reduction. It says the applicant has not provided sufficient justification on why the proposed building could not be redesigned to move to comply with the applicable requirements. Can you explain that to me on your chart?
Usually if there's conditions on the property where they got a sloping property line or something like that, you know, that could be a justification. In this case, our justification is that we needed to move it away from the main residence just so we'd be able to access the backyard.
Right.
So if we moved it any closer, if they wanted to do any improvements back there, they would be able to get up on the bobcat in there. So that's why it's an 8-foot separation right now.
I'll go ahead and make a motion.
Go ahead.
That we approve it subject to staff with approved conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with.
And I do that just because it's been approved before. And I
don't right. Yeah. With preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you move forward.
Thank you.
PC 84. Last one, agenda. Welcome. ET 2640061 WS200082. Saya, is it Saya? Am I saying that? Sierra? Okay. Family Trust and Saya Gabriel G. Jr. Sela C. Trust. Waiver of Development Standards, third extension of time for the following. Eliminate parking for landscaping, alternate parking design standard, and reduce depth throat. Design review for parking lot expansion in conjunction with an existing retail office and warehouse complex on a 14.0 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located north of Desert Inn Road and east of Highland Drive within Winchester and Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening, members of the board.
Greg Esposito as well.
Is it good?
It's on Greg Esposito, representing the application. This is Planet 13. It's more than just a dispensary. It's an entertainment venue, a consumption lounge. I'm sure you're very familiar with the property. It is behind the Fashion Show Mall in this weird confluence of the train tracks that are the industrial and the overpass for Desert Inn. And what we're talking about tonight is this dirt area is mostly underneath the overpass, which is why this project has been delayed time and again. As you can see, the plan depicts an entire parking lot that is half under the overpass and half outsiders. And that's what causes the delay, is that the plans and the permits and all that such have to go through not just the county, but also the state, DOT, and all that such. We are asking for a third extension of time on this application. We've been moving forward on it. We've submitted plans for permitting, but they haven't been approved yet because of the multi-agency approvals necessary. We've made substantial and continuous progress. We haven't abandoned the project. We're not just simply asking for an extension of time just for labels. We're asking for 2 more years in order to commence this project. Staff has recommended approval. I was just at the Winchester Town Board, which this is a really odd parcel where half is in Paradise, half is in Winchester, which is sort of weird. Winchester just gave us their approval, and so we're hoping to follow suit. And I'm open to any questions you may have.
Open it to the public. Anybody who would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. Opening it to the board. I heard you say something. Do you want?
You want to make a motion?
Yeah. Yep. I make a motion that we approve it with the staff recommendation. Staff
constraint. Yeah. Just staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you very much for your time tonight. You have an early evening.
Aren't you the guy that was with the airport?
Yep.
You were at the airport?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Any general business? Yep, thank you. Comments by the general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on any of these agenda items. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speak your name and address clearly for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend any length of presentation, this will be done by chairperson or majority vote. Seeing no one, closing. Next meeting is July 28th, 2026. Can I get a motion? There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I got to do my 8 minutes.